What sorts of things were in those bills that got rammed through in the past or in the last few moments of the BC legislature's fall session? A lot of changes to things like property management in terms of what goes into a strata. We also had changes to healthcare, potentially. Saw a commentary the other day. Bill gives government sweeping power over your healthcare. Do you trust the government with your private healthcare information? The commentary asks us. Do you trust the government to mandate your healthcare? I'd like to bring a guest onto the program here to talk about this. Dr. Joshua Gregane is president of Doctors of BC, the intersection of democracy, accountability, and regulation, all coming together in the final days of that fall session. And exactly what was and was not in Bill 36 is becoming an increasing point of debate. Doctor, good morning and thank you for your time.
Adam, thank you very much for having me today.
Help us understand the concerns that are being raised with Bill 36 and why it might raise complicated questions about the issues that are raised, about, you know, who watches the watchers, what power should government have over a regulator or vice versa?
Thanks, Adam. I think that's what you referenced earlier was the concerns over exactly that. Who is watching over who and who gets to appoint who for what circumstances?
What does Bill 36 change?
Let me firstly say that we believe that the modernization of Bill 36 is a good thing, that we understand that those times have changed since the 70s or 80s, and there's a chance here to really look at what the landscape is. However, some of the elements that have been brought in, including the potential to appoint a superintendent or a board members for our self-regulating college, is of particular concern.
Talk about how it works now versus the new model and why it is concerning.
And so currently, the College of Physicians and Surgeons of British Columbia, our regulatory body, are elected. The board members are elected by physicians who live, work, practice, have knowledge and understanding of what it is to be a physician in British Columbia. One of the proposals in Bill 36 is to have the government appoint a superintendent or potentially board members to oversee a body such as that, which is disconcerting, not simply for physicians, but all healthcare professionals under this new act.
When we talk about the government appointing a board sort of to oversee the College of Physicians and Surgeons, who would oversee the government while they oversee the board?
That's a great question. I guess I would hope, Adam, to your earlier comment, that the public will elect the government, and that's the ultimately overseer of the government is the public. But again, as you alluded to, that's a complicated and challenging circumstance at times.
Do you think the public has a full understanding of what was and was not in Bill 36? My understanding, and I'm just reading here, apparently 400 clauses were unread and there just wasn't time to do it in the legislature or provide proper scrutiny. That's a big number.
The bill itself is quite a large document, and I'm not sure that the public is fully aware of what is in there. I know there have been consultations in the past, going back 2018, 2019, for which we at the Doctors of BC did respond to the Caton report, and there was some opportunity at that point to engage. However, that wasn't the here and now. And so right now we are concerned, as should the public be, around the implementation of this bill in the current landscape that we find ourselves.
What can people do?
I think reach out to your MLA, again, who would have been involved in voting or not voting against this, as well as then reaching out to your membership, your physicians. And again, much of the public are connected to healthcare, and so this affects not only the physicians, but all health professionals under the new act.
Our guest is Dr. Joshua Gregane, President, Doctors of BC. Bill 36, a rather innocuous name, hundreds upon hundreds of clauses of changes, the nature of which I'm not sure the public is fully aware, and the opposition simply did not have the time to go through clause by clause, leaving us just sort of trust the government that everything that in there is properly shaped and will work appropriately, but with everything else going on, I don't know how I could reasonably expect that either. Doctor, thank you for your time this morning. Anything else for now?
No, thank you very much, Adam. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Have a good day. Bye now.